Want to park up and get your Big Mac brought to your car? Step 1. Place an order on the My McDonald's app. Step 2. Park in a click and serve numbered bay, enter the number in the app, and we'll bring your meal right over. So you can enjoy your Big Mac feeling like a big deal. New click and serve on the My McDonald's app. As simple as it sounds. Click and serve available at participating restaurants only. See mcdonalds.co.uk for full list. Serving times may apply. Do not download or use the app whilst driving.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
So nice to be back, the New York area. Really, I'm calming down now. I'm calming down. It's been a trying 12 hours or so, 15 hours, 16 hours. As I was landing yesterday, my son's mother, who I generously lent my brand new Audi to while I was out of town, she's looking for homes in Jersey, and I was like, well, just take the car, obviously. Just, you know, my house is yours. What's mine is yours. You're my son's mother. You know, we'll be connected for life. And as soon as I'm about to land, I get a text message. She's like, some guy just crashed into your car. Ha ha. She didn't write ha ha ha, but I add the ha 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 because I know deep down inside she did it on purpose. I bet you last night while her giant black boyfriend banged her, they laughed about it. They came while they thought about my fucking Audi together at the same time.
Do you think that anyone actually hit the Audi, or do you think he bent her over the side of your Audi and the thrusting of his massive black cock destroyed your car?
Maybe. Do you think he was like, what? This is
oh, it was like Street Fighter?
All right, I'll get this piece of shit out of here. Boy, and started beating it up with his big old dick. Damn. The fuck
low
is
kick,
going
low
on?
Kick, low kick. Low kick.
So yeah, my Audi. You can pull up the picture, Shannon. We're gonna get into it today. Today is we're not happy with
day.
Women today. So let's, Natalie. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is not a good day for you to come.
Well, I can leave.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm sick of your face.
You borrow Lewis's car.
God damn it. Down on Main Street. So yeah, it's all fucked up now. The whole left front side of it crashed in.
How did you handle it when you got it? What do you found out?
You know, it's just infinite sadness.
You didn't flip out?
No, that's what am I going to do?
He was pretty good about
it. How bad is
it? He was in the same row as me on the airplane, and he just got up, looked at me, and went, B, crash the Audi. and I looked at him, and there was just a jolly man next to me who wanted to talk to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, he heard. Yeah,
he goes, car accident? And Lou's like, yes, he was who? And Lou's like, my son's mother. And the guy goes, is she all right? Which I didn't even think to ask.
Yeah.
And Lewis goes, I hope not.
I said, I hope her rib punctured her fucking lung. Look. Oh, I'm so angry.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Shut the fuck up, Natalie Cuomo. This is the problem with women. This is a woman. She's
it
like, whatever. It's not that bad.
No, it's awful. It's fucked up. It's fucked.
She goes, it's just cosmetic. Why would I have a nice car if I didn't want it to cosmetically fucking look nice?
That's what happens when you do something nice.
I know. It's true. This is my payment for being nice. My instincts are to be a piece of fucking shit. And every time I go against those better instincts, bad things happen to me. So today, guess what, motherfuckers? Louis J. Gomez is back. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
I love it.
No I've been waiting for this since I moved back.
No
Let's
more
be fun.
Mr.
Let's do
nice
some drugs.
Guy. Let's do some cocaine. Beat up Natalie Cuomo. Sorry, we actually brought you here to jump you.
Well, this I don't know about that.
You wanted to be a fucking biker? Welcome to our biker gang.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have motorcycles, but we will be violent.
I was going to ride my bike, but the tire was flat.
Okay, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Let's fucking get into the show. We have some guests to introduce. We have a great show fucking planned today. Oh, finally, my fucking internet's working. That's nice. Look, amazing show. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. Very happy to do shows with you. Very happy to travel with you this week.
It was a great week, buddy.
What a great week of shows. Austin sucks as a city.
Yeah, it just pours rain for a few hours a day.
Yeah. And that's what washes the homeless people. That's actually the only plus side, was the fact that the homeless people's blood and dirt was washed off of them.
It was hot, and every person, every cashier at every store wants to talk to you for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
As they have a long drawl about their fucking day.
Yeah, nobody fucking
I cannot
cares.
Live at that pace.
You're perfect looking for Austin, though, Zach. No. Like, you look like a conversation in Austin. I
don't
feel
know,
like.
Man.
No, Austin's 108 degrees and humid. Zach should be living in the fucking Arctic. Okay? Zach should be just hunting fucking
I should live, like, in the trashy... What do you think? Trashy Canada.
What if we force Zach into a hot climate for a while, though, as a way to like make you uncomfortable enough to maybe have to shed?
No, I'll just die.
No, he'd actually just die.
Okay.
It'll be like putting that when you forget to feed a hermit crab.
You should be eating ribs and sweating them out immediately as you eat them.
Great show plan today. Also, I'll tell you right now, Mighty Quinn's in New York City, better than any barbecue I had in Texas. I'll tell you right now. Funny. Fuck Texas's barbecue as well. I'm going all in today, baby boys. Look, great show planned today. You guys know her from her podcast, The Thirst Trap. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Natalie Cuomo.
Hi, thanks for having
me. What's up, girl? You're back on the show.
I'm back.
I'm sorry that I'm being so aggressive and hating women today, but your whole breed is just dumb.
Except me.
Except for you.
Thank you.
Shannon, you're fucking dumb. God damn it. Are you a good driver, Natalie?
Yes.
All right, we're going to get into this. Have you gotten into any car accidents?
No.
Never in your life?
Clean.
All right. Rob Mayhew.
What's up?
I know you've gotten into a couple of
accidents. Sure have. I was going to say, I almost died from not that much more than that. That was borderline. Like, if you looked at the car that we got crunched on by the truck, it didn't look that much crazier. I think she was probably a little bit away from just that car being a toss-out.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to us. The car was a write-off.
Right. Mine wasn't. Mine's just going to be a whole pain in the ass. It's probably never going to run right. And all of my lights on my dashboard are going to always be on.
Mine was a rental. It was out of my life. I didn't have to think about it again.
Rob Mayhew. Rob loves arguing on Twitter and Instagram. What else you got to plug, my friend? Let's do some plugs.
Sure.
Let's go.
I have a show June 30th at Brooklyn Comedy Club, Comedy Decentral. Mark Norman's headlining it. If you go, this is a complicated plug, and I don't have the code word for the Meta Wallet yet. So stay tuned to my social media or Mark Norman's social media for the code of the Meta Wallet password.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Pause this for a second.
Yeah.
Your plug is to stay tuned to your social media for some fucking weird meta pass.
I'm trying to explain.
Let me explain to you the way that fucking promotion works.
Okay.
You're not going to get a single person.
Sure.
Not a single person.
I just don't know how to say it otherwise.
You got
to
make it easy
for them. I know. I didn't have it ready.
Have Shannon fucking post the link in the chat.
Okay.
Have her
Shannon.
Fucking post it. Be like, hey, you know what? The link right now is in the YouTube description.
Perfect.
Right now.
Right now underneath me.
But Shannon's not allowed to do that. He does not. This is not his show.
And a little thing
that's
right
I would have done if I was
Shannon,
smart.
Just put there's the word be, faggot right there.
That's fine, too. Faggot might be the code word for the Meta Wallet that you have to download. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Just come to the live show, and you can figure out the rest of it on some other form.
Yeah,
June 30th.
What do you got to plug?
I've got a show at The Stand every other Thursday at 9 p.m. Super fun. Great lineups. Check it out.
They're on my fucking shit list, The Stand.
Why?
Oh, we're going to see.
Ooh. Aren't you there all the time?
Not all the time enough for him.
You guys don't even know. Oh, nice. They got the fucking place. That's great. Great, great news for Beatrice. Great news for Beatrice. She got the place, guys. Hey,
they
guys.
They just gave it to me. They didn't even want money.
She's got the place, everyone, just so everyone knows. Everything's coming up roses for B.
Her credit wasn't good enough, but she told them all about how she got into a car accident yesterday, and they were like, you know what?
You know what? Just have the apartment.
Just have it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and also, by the way, guys, we're on today's show. We're taking some phone calls. The dumbest thing, whoever has the dumbest bitch of a wife or a girlfriend in their life is going to win a real ass prize package. Real ass prize package, because I am empathetic and I feel for you for having dumb. I shouldn't call it. My son's mother is a wonderful, beautiful woman, but this is the second woman that's hurt my car. The second woman.
Who's the first?
My recently deceased girlfriend crashed my car at into a curb and just fucked up.
I was doing a little last kiss. She died from the car accident. Now
right. It's really sad. So now I'm single. But anyway,
I thought Karen was the one who crashed your car, and I was like, that would be the end of that, right? Two.
She fucked up the rim.
Yeah,
and that was a problem for a minute, but now this is so much worse. With you can tell she was just happy.
Yeah,
she was,
Karen she was like, must be so happy.
It's like, whew, nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, Zach, what do you got to plug?
June 11th and 12th, La Hayton, Pennsylvania, Mahoning Drive-In Theater, Troma Dance Film Festival, my new movie, Hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, will be playing on the 12th. Come hang out with me and my buddies.
Yeah, some live shows this weekend. I'll be in Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, June 4th and 5th at the Plaza. Comedy Works at the Plaza. Very excited. Never performed. No, I have performed in Vegas. Never did a headlining set in Vegas, though. So, first time doing an hour in Vegas. Come out, support if you guys are anywhere in the area. Me and Bisping will be fucking hitting the town afterwards on Saturday night. So, if you guys want to fucking try to fight us, we're actually looking for challenges. If you think you're man enough, if you come up and just punch Bisping directly in the face and you can get away from him, realize prize package. Realized prize package. Wow, guys. Just giving shit away today.
If you could get your dumb bitch wife to punch Michael Bisping, you're going to get two prize packages.
The dumbest bitch on earth. She just punched Michael Bisping in the face.
As long as she approaches from the left, she might get a shot at him.
Maybe. Yeah. So what's the number? 573 Gas Line? 573 Gas Line. Call in. Tell us about your dumb bitch wife. We'll take a few of these calls. The number one dumb bitch wife or girlfriend is going to win a real ass prize package. 573 Gas Line. We will be taking calls right now. What else is coming up? We got San Diego coming up at the end of July. Uncle Depraved. Vinny's. What?
The Depraved.
Oh, The Depraved. June 23rd, featuring Zach Amico, Big J. Okerson, Shane Gillis, Corinne Fisher, many more comedians. Stress Factory, go to that show. That's a fucking killer show. It's a wild show. So come out and support that. And check out all my podcasts right here on Gas Digital Network. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Get the premium service. You guys don't understand. This is the fucking number one podcast network in the world for a reason, okay? We don't fuck around. We don't censor our comedians. We have the funniest shows in the world. We have just in premium streaming service that you can't get anywhere else in the world. We have about 20,000 hours of content. Go sign up for the free trial. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. And you know what? If you don't like the membership, cancel. If you love it, keep it. It's $8 a month. It's fucking cheap as shit, dude. It's cheaper than most Patreons at this point. So, all right. All right. Whew. Wow. 573 Gas Line. Tell us the dumbest thing your girlfriend has ever done. Natalie, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done? Dumbest thing.
Dumbest? Get someone's name tattooed?
Really?
Yeah.
Whose name did you get tattooed?
My ex.
Your ex?
Yeah.
What is his name?
Dad.
I just got it covered up.
Oh, you got it covered up?
Yeah.
What did you get it covered up with?
A flower.
A flower.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I have a cover up as well with a flower. Wait, is it a flower that covered it up?
It's the perfect cover up.
Yeah, you got a flower.
Yeah, I got a cover up with a flower
too. What were you covering?
Mine said Lou Dog.
What?
It was my nickname that nobody called me ever in my life. Mm. Ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to get a Lou Dog tattoo.
Was it your first?
It was my first tattoo. It was Lou Dog, and then it was, it looked like it was going to be the beginning of like tribal that went around the arm, but it was just that, like a little piece of tribal on a fat kid's arm. It was pathetic.
Were you, the intention to like continue it on, or you thought
eventually this was going to be a tribal sleeve that came onto my neck, only one side of my body.
Well, tribal was very in.
Yeah, tribal was very cool in the early 1990s when I was an adult officially. What happened with the ex? How long did you date him before you got his name tattooed on you?
Not long enough.
How long?
A couple months.
Whoa. A couple months?
What the fuck?
Natalie.
Was it an awesome name?
No, it's just, I've talked about this on podcasts before.
Those podcasts, let me say something.
Yeah, yeah.
They're horseshit. Every one of those podcasts, and I mean this, I don't even know what they are, but start naming the podcast that you talked about this on.
Why?
I'll be honest.
I'm going to tell you what
I would bet cumulatively, all of them just one real ass podcast.
Just one real ass podcast.
I would
this
say.
Is a fucking
they
big deal.
This real ass podcast?
They would equal maybe one real ass podcast experience. I'm not even saying that my podcast is more popular, because it probably is, but what I will say it is that my fans are more engaged.
Yes, they are.
And they will fucking come the fuck out, okay?
They are engaged.
So, not to women. They're engaged.
They are not engaged to
women. No, not at all.
Podcast.
They're engaged with the podcast. So, so hold on. You were dating the guy for a couple months. And, well, no, name a podcast that you said this on. I'm going to give you my review real quick.
Okay, Are You Garbage?
Are literally terrible fucking people.
What?
I'm counting down the days until H. Foley dies of a fucking heart attack. Terrible people.
They're amazing.
Kevin Ryan.
I like them.
Kevin Ryan raped Alex from the Legion of Skanks podcast.
I love those guys.
Yeah, but
and you love a rapist.
That's how you get on the podcast.
That
network,
is true.
So.
That is true. That's how he got his contract. It was...
You have to sign it inside Alex's room.
Yeah, it wasn't a good thing. But yeah, they're bad people, and you should have never gone on that show. Disassociate. What?
We have one caller. Do you want to pause the story?
We're going to come back to Natalie's story in 1 second. 573 Gas Line. Tell us a story about your stupid bitch, whore, fucking wife, or ex, or somebody that hurt something, that hurt you in some way. Go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clifford from Oceanside, California.
Hell yeah, Clifford. What's going on, man?
Hell yeah, Lewis.
What happened, doggy? Tell me about this whore.
My dumbass wife, dude. When we got our fucking first checks back from the government, her broke ass brother was talking to her, and she told him about all the money we got because I got three kids. And of course, this motherfucker asked if we could let him borrow money. And I've already lent this dude money plenty of times, this bitch ass. And so she guilt-tripped me into giving him the money. Never paid us back, bro.
How much money?
Paid us back. Dude, like fucking $5,000.
What? What?
Yeah. Her dumbass brother got with this fucking chick. All she eats is fucking macaroni and cheese.
Some other dumb bitch. You didn't tell me there's two dumb bitches in this story.
This is a dumb bitch tag team.
Bitches.
Holy shit, dude.
Quit her job, wasn't paying rent. This motherfucker had his electricity shut off, fucking had to skate to work in the snow. He lives in Ohio, and this motherfucker is 2 months behind rent. He was going to get kicked out in the fucking snow. And my dumb bitch wife made me give him the money.
Your wife is such a dumb bitch.
Did she fucking... I told her no. You know what's even dumber? She fucking did it behind my back.
What? Clifford, you are in the running for a real-ass prize package because your wife is truly a dumb whore.
She's a dumb fucking whore. You know what the trade-off was? She let me eat her ass and fucking bust all over her face.
You know what? She should let three of your best friends eat her ass and bust on her face after that story.
You should get to fuck the mac and cheese lady.
And Natalie should get to watch.
Yeah.
Zach should be able to fuck the mac and cheese.
My friends in the ass.
All right, look, listen to me. Clifford, give your information to Paco and to Shannon. You're in the running right now. That is a solid fucking story, and that sucks. $5,000 out. His dumb whore wife essentially stole it from him.
Stole it. She don't even work.
And from your kids. She stole from your kids.
This is a dumb bitch conspiracy.
Dude, that's not peaceful parenting. That is the opposite of peaceful parenting. She's essentially abusing your wife is essentially abusing your children in order to fulfill some sort of weird fucked up brother sister fantasy that she has.
She wanted kids and now she fucking hates them. Wow. That's another dumb bitch move.
She hates her own fucking kids. God damn it, Clifford. Listen to me. Not only you may not win this prize package, but you need to leave this woman. Either way, the relationship should be over. This should be a relationship show. Walk into her room right now, close your fist, and put it into the side of her fucking head. And take those kids and get out of there.
I don't want to take care of the kids.
Actually, you know, good point. Punch her. Punch each one of the kids. And then fucking get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I'll just kick her in the pussy.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Clifford. Give me your information. You might be in the running for a real-ass prize package. That is a dumb-ass bitch story. Holy shit. So anyway, Natalie.
That was a complicated story.
That was a lot.
Wow.
He had a few dumb bitches in his
life. Clifford's life is fucking a mess.
It's
hard enough being
line.
A big red dog.
I know.
573 Gasline, tell us about your dumb bitch in your life that fucked up your life and did something stupid. Real-ass prize package coming to the number one story. Natalie Cuomo,
yes,
back to you.
So
you're dating this guy for a couple months.
Yes.
Okay. And how old are you? You have to be a child at this point.
A child?
Yeah.
Why do I have to be a
because
child?
What type of idiot would tattoo another man's name on them after 2 months?
A passionate person.
You're passionate.
Yes.
Hell yeah. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
So how old were you?
23.
How old are you now?
26.
Oh, this is recently. How many times have you been in love? I bet she's been in love like 30 fucking times.
I'd say three.
Three times.
Yeah.
How many times have you been in love?
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm a serial monogamous.
I know you are.
I'm a serial monogamous that cheats.
Yeah. Yes.
It's easy to be a serial monogamous if you cheat.
But why? Why are you a serial monogamous if you're going to cheat? Like, what's the fun in that?
Because he loves love.
I love love.
But then he doesn't love himself enough to keep it.
Wow, dude.
That's deep.
That was fucking really deep. I don't even know what to give you on that one. That was fucking...
Can we do that little jungle song?
What?
That little jungle song.
The jungle song is when I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, I guess, technically.
Yeah. So we very rarely hit that button. Mm. Yeah.
Do you tell them, like, hey, just so you know, like, I love love, but
no, because my problem is, and I don't cheat on my current girlfriend because she's dead, but I wouldn't have. Let's let that be known.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it turned me on to cheat. That was like my kink.
Really? See, yeah, I don't think it ever did for me. I think it always just made me more nervous, but I had the same thing where it was like, because I wouldn't get into just like cheat once. It was like, let's have another relationship. You know, like, let's just whatever. So I think that was, that's definitely what's
no,
like
I was just
butt.
Like a sexual...
We talk about this every time I come on. I feel like we need to stop talking about cheating when I'm here.
Why? Because you're a cheater?
Yeah.
You're a lying scumbag cheater?
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
So you tattooed this guy's name on, you don't want to say his name, obviously.
No.
No. It ended bad?
It was mediocre.
It wasn't even a fucking passionate relationship.
No, the way it ended was not ideal.
He killed himself.
He's okay.
He's okay?
He's okay, but you know, when things are passionate, they don't usually end well.
What? Did he get your name tattooed on him?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I was going to ask, too. Did he cover it up, or is he still rocking a Natalie?
He posted a photo of his new girlfriend covering it up.
Oh, she's a tattoo
she
artist
did
that
it?
Covered it up?
No, they did it at home. How fucking savage is
oh,
that?
Oh, they're not even tattoo artists.
No, dude, how savage is that?
That's pretty hardcore.
You should fucking get this guy back.
How savage. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, I like that.
She was covering crazy. It up with
a
tattoo gun?
Dude.
No, with like a fucking home thing.
Just give him a prison tattoo.
The next tattoo is your amputated arm because he fucking got gangrene.
Dude, that is the most savage fucking thing I have ever seen in my
life.
I've
heard of people that cut their ex's name off and sent it to them.
Ew, that's serial killer shit.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
I have a few tattoos with chicks. This tattoo, me and my ex, Alex, have a matching tattoo and she got it on her ass. It's a flame. It's not a lobster. It's a flame.
Okay.
Does she still have it on her ass?
Yeah, but she started like decorating it. Like she got like a martini glass around it, so it's a flame in a martini glass, and then sparkles, and
how
then like rainbows. And
big is this girl's ass?
She got a big fat ass.
She got a fucking
fat
huge
ass.
Ass.
Her ass is nice, though.
All right,
so
he has good
day.
Taste.
Yeah,
I guess that's
fucks up.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just seems like a lot of work to get done on an ass.
And then, do I have any other chick tattoos? Then I got these flowers. It's my birth flower, my son's mother's birth flower, and his birth flower. For our garden of family that was supposed to last forever.
Oh, see, you do the same shit that I do. You just don't make it as obvious.
It's my son's mother.
Shut up.
And I was a child with this.
She just
I
crashed
was like
your Audi.
My girlfriend was like 12.
I just said I was 23.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but guys mature at a lot slower rate
that's valid.
Than women. So you should have known better, Natalie.
I should have.
Hey,
right.
Lewis. Dumber than you do. So I feel like.
You don't. I do not come off dumber than Natalie. No offense, Natalie.
I don't know her that
no,
well.
No, Natalie. Look. Don't get fucking attitude. Relax, okay? You're a hot chick. You know you come off dumb as shit. That's the way hot chicks come off. That's a fact. It's your job to dig yourself out of that
no,
hot chick hole that you guys live. You live in this hot chick hole. And I'm not saying that there are no smart hot chicks. I'm just saying that the way you would be perceived. Like, Shannon comes off like a fucking dumb as a brick, okay? But she's actually not that bad. Shannon also told me that if I got her name tattooed on the inside of my lip, that would actually kind of turn her on.
It's not something that I offered for you to do. It's you asked me.
I said if I came
yeah,
in
right.
jacked, looking like Tommy Vex yeah. from what's the band?
Bad Wolves.
From Bad Wolves. Mm-hmm. Pull up Tommy Vex from Bad Wolves. Because sure. I feel like this is my best case scenario.
Okay.
This cool. is my best case scenario right, like on it. How jacked I get. I think you're a little more shredded than him, but he's got a little bit of thickness.
Somebody I know had the best review of Bad Wolves. They said that they sound like... the soundtrack to a Blue Lives Matter concert.
Yeah, so I feel like I can get in this type of shape.
Yeah, he's not as lean as I thought you'd want to be.
No,
sure.
I want to be leaner. This isn't a great photo of him.
Who would see that photo and say, yeah, I want that body?
Yeah, I don't.
Shannon wants that. Shannon wants that on top of her pumping into her deep and hard.
I can see being
wait,
attracted
go up to the
to
one
it,
with the
I
MAGA
can,
hat.
I can't
I feel
see,
like that's what you want.
No, that's his.
Wait, you can't see me being
no,
that
I can't
jacked?
See wanting that body. I can see wanting
no,
that guy, but not wanting to look like him.
Is he wearing a Make America Great Again hat?
It's not that I want to... I'm just
that's
saying,
better.
I don't want to be that guy. He's fucking badass. Though. He's jacked. He's big. He's brown. He's racist. He's a he's a brown Republican. This is my fucking fantasy. Is he a Republican?
He must be. Look at him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got
conspiracy
the
conspiracy theorist.
Okay. Yeah. He looks like dumb as a brick.
Okay.
He looks like he'd be like, da 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 da. Yeah, he's a fucking dummy, but maybe he's not, actually. He did have a war with Nicole Arbour, so I do appreciate him.
Sure.
Everyone who's warring with Nicole Arbour.
Okay.
I had one of the early wars with Nicole Arbour.
Oh, did you?
I fucking hated Nicole, because she's Canadian. I've known her for fucking ever.
I know. Yeah.
She's been a scumbag for a long time.
She's a dumb bitch. I will give her the number one dumb bitch in history. The number one dumb bitch award.
Do you want to take another call?
We have another call. Put them on. 573 Gasline. Do you have a dumb bitch in your life? What did she do to fuck you over? Please tell me. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Blue Chew. I love my Blue Chew prescription. I'll tell you right now, you don't even have to be attracted to your girlfriend or wife. Pop a Blue Chew chewable. Within 45 minutes, you are rock hard, harder than you've ever been. This is going to be the first time you've seen titties in your entire life. Shannon, how much do Blue Chew boners hurt?
So bad.
I know, right? You feel it in your stomach.
Yep.
I love it. So look, if you want, this is the best part of all of this, okay? Because you don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation. You don't have to fucking talk to anybody. You go on to BlueChew.com. You get signed up with one of their affiliated physicians. They give you a prescription right there and then they send you your Blue Chew chewables directly to your door in discreet packaging. You don't even got to tell your girlfriend about it. What I suggest is swallow them like pills. Don't chew them if you don't want your girlfriend to know, because your tongue will turn blue. These are all facts. I don't lie to my fucking audience, so I don't care that if Blue Chew wants me to put that in the copy or not. Fact. Your tongue will turn blue, so swallow it if you don't want your chick to know that you popped a Blue Chew chewable. All you got to do to try this out for free is go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, and use the promo code RAP when you check out. When you do that, they're going to give you your first month absolutely free. Try it out. If you like it, you keep the prescription, you have Blue Chew for life. BlueChew.com, use that promo code RAP. All right, where were we? What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's up, kid?
This is Tyler from Ohio. How you doing?
Tyler from Ohio. What's going on, Tyler?
Wait,
how you doing?
Is this the guy in Ohio that Clifford was talking about?
Oh, no.
No, not me.
Tyler from Ohio. So what happened?
Bought my wife a brand new Yukon Denali 2 years ago for Christmas, and we had an ice storm and told her not to leave until after 10 o'clock, but she wanted to leave to go shopping, you know, yada, yada. So as she's backing down our driveway, she slides down the driveway, takes out my car, and then goes across the street and takes out two of the neighbor's cars, and then it cost me over $8,000 worth of damage.
Oh, my God. What a stupid whore you married. Holy
shit. I told her to wait 2 hours. She couldn't wait. She had to leave.
She needed to go shop. And, of course, it would be for a dumb bitch thing like shopping, right?
Yeah, no shit. And it cost me $8,000.
$8,000. And let me guess. What was she going to shop for?
She wanted to take her mom out just to go shopping because they got gift cards for Christmas.
Wow. Probably more of your money being spent, okay? The mother, also partially her fault, because she was the dumb bitch that gave birth to this dumb bitch.
It's a vicious cycle.
This is brutal. This is very brutal, and it's just because she couldn't listen. I like this.
Yeah.
Look, Tyler, we're going to take your information. You are in the running for a real-ass prize package, because that is brutal. That sucks. You took out four cars. That's a very dumb bitch move. Thank you.
Does that put him in first place? 8,000 versus 5,000.
I feel like we need a story with three dumb bitches. They each only have two. Let's take it to the next
one. That was only one and a half dumb bitches.
That was only one and a half dumb bitches. Yeah. But also, the amount of money lost isn't necessarily...
Yeah.
It's how dumb of an activity was it.
Because I feel like this guy just wiped out other people's cars. It had nothing to really do with his life. This other guy's life, he's in a loveless marriage with kids he doesn't seem to want. There's a lot of other things going on with Clifford.
She stole his money and gave it to her brother who never pays them back anyway. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah, that one's worse.
And
that seems like a whole thing.
And they have three kids of their own to take care of.
And they have three children of their own. She stole from their own kid's mouth.
Yeah, Clifford's still in first place, I think. That's sad, pathetic
life. We have another. Do you want it?
Please, 573 Gasline. Let us know the dumb bitch in your life. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello? What's up, yo?
What's up, kid? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Happy Smurf calling from Wisconsin.
Wait, what's your name again?
These motherfuckers calling up. They ain't got shit on what happened to me because of this dumb bitch.
All right, hold on. What's your name? What's your name again?
Tempe Smurf. Little Green Smurf smoking weed.
Tempe Smurf smoking weed. Okay, I like it. All right, so what happened? Tell
us about the dumb bitch in your life.
Tell me about this stupid bitch. What did she do to you, bro?
Listen, I buy a brand new Ford F-150 tricked out 2016.
Everything's vehicle related.
Right? Okay.
So she's like, I need to borrow your car to go run some errands, do whatever, sit home, smoke weed, do what you want. I'm like, bet, go ahead, go do what you want. I'm sitting here getting high as shit. I'm like halfway through a blunt and my phone.
By the way, living like a fucking king.
Yeah, that's normal out here in Wisconsin.
That's what you do, bro.
I get it. Like a Tempe Smurf.
He's living like a fucking king, smoking his blunt. His bitch is out doing what she's got to do. Just being a king. I get you, bro.
So my phone starts blowing up. I'm high as shit. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I just got into an accident. You need to get out here right now. So I rush to the scene of the accident, not thinking anything. and she wrecked my truck into a pole that hit a house. So the pole hit sideways into someone's house. My truck totaled. I'm on the scene trying to just help. Like, what can I do to help? The officer gets there and starts taking her information, and then he starts going through my truck and finds one of my knives in the truck, and he turns to me like, hey, is this your knife?
He's like, yes, I'm a king. I have a knife.
He's like, this is yours, right? I'm like, yeah, that's my shit. You know, put my shit back in my truck. He's like, put your hands behind your back. Motherfucker arrested me for carrying a concealed weapon in my own truck that I wasn't even driving, that just got wrecked and towed away to the impound with all my shit in it too. And I go to jail.
Bro, be honest, and it's okay if you did. Did you cry?
No, I was more furious that I was going to jail for something I didn't even do.
Doggy, see, like, me, the more angry I get, the more I cry. When I get angry, I just start to scream. So what happened? You got to jail?
So I get booked, I get into process, and they're like, look, if you can make bail for this by, I think it was like 6:45, right before 7, they'll like, we'll release you. Someone just got to come up here and bail you out. So
this dumb bitch.
Instead of going to get the bail money and bail me out, she goes up to the bar to talk to her friends about what just happened and missed it by like 5 minutes.
No.
Yeah, so I ended up staying the whole weekend in jail. I saw the judge Monday, and he just OR signed me out, told me to pay the tickets or whatever. Don't drive with a knife in the car. I get out, and she's like, how was your weekend? I'm like, bitch, I was in jail all weekend. What do you think was going on?
If I was the judge, I would have preemptively given you a domestic abuse charge and just been like, here, just go home with it. Go beat the fuck out of that lady.
So are you still with this woman?
I'm with this old cost in my truck. I'm on my course cost and everything else from what happened. Oh, and they gave me a ticket because I still had some of that weed in my pocket when he arrested me.
No! No!
I got that little bag. It was like an eighth of some of that OG Kush, but it was my OG Kush, man. I didn't want to lose my weed, too.
I know. That's the worst part of all of it is you get out of jail and you're like, they took my weed. I can't even get high. It's the worst.
Yeah. So what were the total charges?
I was thinking about boofing it. I was like, man, I could just boof it and take it into jail with me, but...
What happened to the house with the pole? How bad was the house?
Oh, yeah. So they told me I had to pay, it was like $3,200 for the damage to the pole and the house, but my insurance actually took care of that.
Oh, nice.
In the long run, my insurance was like, no, it was part of the accident. We'll cover it.
Listen,
so
Tempe Smurf.
The damage to the pole or the house. I was just out of pocket for my truck and me going to jail.
Tempe Smurf, listen to me. That is a fucked up thing. You have a dumb bitch in your life. Is she still in your life?
Yes, I married this dumb cunt.
You married this whore. You married this fucking dog brained idiot.
I love my kids, dude. I love my kids. I would hold this bitch underwater until the bubble stopped before I get rid of my kids, dude.
Let me put Tempe Smurf on hold.
This, I hope at some point.
That's got to be first place right now.
One of these calls is showing up in a documentary at some point. It's got to. It has to.
That's wild, dude. That's fucking wild.
Oh my God.
Combing through his phone records, police found out he had called into the Real Ass Podcast hosted by Luis Gomez.
Yeah, doggy. Totaled his F-150 and he spent the weekend in jail.
Yeah. The weekend in jail is a kicker.
That's bad.
Well, that was the other thing is when we were landing, I was like, I just spent the whole day traveling, and it's just you want to get home. You're just like, I'm so looking forward to getting home.
The worst time.
I haven't seen my kid in fucking 5 days. She's supposed to be at my place with my kid because I got 2 days before I'm going out of town again. So I'm spending a couple nights with him. Really excited to see him. Then I get a phone call saying that my car is fucked and she's not bringing my kid to see me, and I'm just kind of like sad and tired, and pissed, and fucking.
Did you have an issue with the guy that was sitting next to you guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw it, and I had to save it for the show.
So here's the thing. I am an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer. I don't even believe Corona ever existed.
Sure.
But if somebody doesn't put their mask on an airplane, I treat it like it's a personal affront.
I watched you go tattle.
I get it, because I don't care about the mask really either.
He doesn't know that I don't care about the mask.
Exactly. If
he
I have to do it.
He thinks he's disrespecting me.
You have to do it.
Yeah, dude.
Now, I'm not the pussy here. I'm not the one who follows rules.
It's not even about being fair. It's really about he doesn't know that I don't care. So
he
thinks I'm a fucking pussy. Yeah. He's trying to chump me in front of this whole fucking JetBlue crew.
Mm-mm.
JetBlue? JetBlue crew. JetBlue crew. Shannon, edit that. Make that sound perfect, okay? Thank you. Yeah, he's trying to make him look like a bitch.
Yeah.
So it's this old guy, and he's sitting there, and this guy's talking business like he's like a Wall Street broker, and he's talking about like air conditioning repair, and he's just yapping, and he's got his fucking mask there, and he's just, I'm talking about like, couldn't be any more like just like in a row with people, just yapping, and he's also got a little bit of a cough. So he keeps on going in the middle of the conversation. So at one point, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking say something. I was like, well, let me not. So I went up and I ratted him out to the flight attendant. And I was like, yeah, there's a guy in my row. He's yapping without his mask on. It's very dangerous. Me and my girl feel uncomfortable. And then, and then they went over and said something to him. And then later on in the flight, he's eating and he takes his mask off. But then he leaves his mask off after he's done eating. And then he starts coughing and hacking up shit. And then I just said something. I was like, well, you know what? I gave him the opportunity. I was like, buddy, I was like, if you got a cough, you got to keep your mask on. I was like, what's wrong with you? And he was like, oh, sorry. And that was that.
That was that.
That was the whole story. Okay. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's fine. We all could have punched it up. Yeah. We left you hanging.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah. Thanks, guys. No Thanks, problem. Guys. Thanks for really jumping in there.
Well, because you're growing as a person.
Yeah, because usually
and we're
it's
so
more
impressed.
Psycho, and I'm waiting for like the elevation of your psychoticness in that story, and it didn't come.
Do you want another call, Lewis?
Yes, 573 gas line. This is the last one. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Wait, what's your name?
Cooper from Arizona.
Cooper, tell me your story. What? Tell me about this dumb bitch in your life.
Oh, first off, bro, let me just tell you. The first strike against her, she's fucking Filipino.
Yuck.
I mean, I fucked up.
Yuck.
It, right?
That is absolutely disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. The second strike against her is this dumb bitch always gets mad at me when I fuck other girls.
This whore.
Well, how dare she?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're listen to me. You're a fucking doggy. You're a real ass king. Sometimes you got to go spread your seed.
I've been watching your show for a long time. I learned it from the best. Dog.
I know, doggy. Doesn't she realize? First of all, okay. If she still wants you to be turned on by her, you're gonna probably have to go cheat on her.
Dude, I tried to tell her this, man.
In one ear and out the other, right?
Right. Maybe because she doesn't speak English. I thought I got the English-speaking one online, but I guess they sent me the wrong one.
All right, so what happened? All right, so you're dating this mud person, and what happens?
Yeah. You know, she just goes through my phone every once in a while. You know, I'm just doing my thing, just like everybody does, and she just has a problem with that.
How'd she go through your phone, Cooper? Did you give her the password? How'd she get into it?
She's Filipino. She made the phone.
I don't know, dude. She's Asian. She's just good. She just remembers it when I type it in. Then she waits till I go to sleep. Because I work for her, you know. Give her all the money that I work for.
Right. So, all right. So what happened? Is this your whole story? She just went through your phone, Cooper?
Yeah, that was it.
Is everybody okay? Why is everybody in your fan base in a loveless marriage that they want to end?
Every single one of these dudes is going to go home today and go, love you, honey.
Yeah.
How was your day?
Absolutely.
What the fuck?
Look,
this is the saddest group of phone calls.
They're all pussies. Time Every out. Single one is going to be in love and happy when they walk in the door.
It doesn't, look, this doesn't seem that bad, but Cooper's on to something here, dude. You know the anxiety of a woman going through your phone?
It's not as bad as a guy going through your phone.
Why? Why is a guy worse? Thank you, Cooper. You lost.
A guy going through your phone is so much worse. They're so much more aggressive about it.
Yeah, because we could beat the shit out of her.
Because I could just take your phone and you can't take it back. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I got your phone. Yeah. And when I'm done going through it, I'm going to snap it in half and throw it out the window.
It's so much fucking
worse.
What
are you afraid of a guy finding?
The same thing that you'd be afraid of a girl finding.
Cheating. You're a cheater. Natalie, are you a cheater?
I'm not a cheater.
You lying?
Yeah, that was a
Naked
big
pictures of you?
Wow.
That was a big head cock for a
wow,
not-cheater.
Natalie.
Wow,
a cheater.
Wow.
You neck crack on
She's
that.
She's not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you ever cheated on a guy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That hurt me. That hurt me a little bit. By the way, do you know what it does to a man to be cheated on?
Worse.
It is
it's
so much
worse.
Are you crazy?
You're insane.
You guys are out of control.
You're soulless.
You guys are out of fucking control.
Oh, the RE garbage guys would be like, oh, it's great.
The double standard here.
Yes.
The double standard. Wow. I love it.
So why did you cheat on the guy? What happened?
I don't know. It was in high school.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. Put the sexy music on, Shannon. Sorry. Another story with Natalie. It's a story time with Natalie Cuomo. This is great. High school. So, Natalie, slowly now. How old were you?
I don't know. How old are you guys? 15?
50, wow.
Public school, 50. Private school?
Public school.
Private parts.
Public school, private parts.
Love it. Sorry, so you're dating a guy, he's
dating
he's a dweeb.
He's okay.
He's a dork. Not the guy you got named tattooed on you.
No, I was in high school.
High school kid, 15-year-old kid. He's also 15.
He's 15.
And you guys are having sex.
We're having sex.
Wow.
We're having a great time.
Great time. You guys are having sex all the time.
Yeah, it's wild.
Wet, hot, tight. You guys are just
young,
virginal kids. We're
getting 7-Eleven Slurpees and then having sex.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Your house, his house?
Both.
Wow. All over the place.
All over town.
Hiding it from dad, right?
Of course.
How old is she showing dad? Dad's there.
That's
why filming.
Yeah. Dad is not there.
Okay. So you and this kid, you're dating your young kid, you're in love. This is the guy you lost your virginity to.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Did it hurt when you lost your... I know you don't got to tell us that, but did it? It did. It did. So anyway. So, all right. So what happens? This kid, you know.
So we're losing interest.
You're losing interest. Of course.
You know.
You're a young
things
girl.
Are changing. I'm 15.
Right.
I'm discovering new bands that I like.
Okay, so this is
personality change.
Personality change.
Wild personality swing.
She was
hungering for the touch of an older gentleman.
She was a wigger, and now she's turning into a metal chick. Yes, is that what's going on? Sort of.
Not
yes.
Quite.
Is this where this started?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So you went to another change later with a different person.
No, wait. Okay. Why are you assuming it all has to do with people? But okay.
Okay, Natalie.
Yes,
so
hi.
You're losing interest in this guy.
Okay.
And then who's this other guy that comes into the picture?
He's in 11th grade.
Ooh, he's an older kid. You guys are in the 10th grade.
Yes.
Junior, big man on campus.
He lives on the Upper West Side.
Oh, this is all in New York.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so he's on the Upper West.
And he's got a nice rooftop.
Okay. That's like it. You're already
you jumped
a conniving whore
yeah.
at 15. I just want to. I'm wrapping my head around this story that these are the things that are important to a child.
Yeah, drinking 40s on the rooftop.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Casper's gonna fuck a sleeping chick and get AIDS.
What?
And you knew him from school.
Well, I feel like the public school scene is all like connected.
Okay, so everyone knows
that
PS whatever
different
CS
school,
or
yeah.
like whatever. So there's this guy, and how do you know him?
He, my friend's 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 friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. And he doesn't know your boyfriend.
No. And he has a girlfriend.
Oh, this story's fucking hot.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mutual destruction.
So fun.
Mutual destruction.
So
and this
good.
Is this is a decade ago, but when it was fucking so easy to cheat back then.
Yeah.
No paper trails. Now it's all paper trails. Algorithms.
Yeah, all you had to do was not put her in your MySpace top 8 and you wouldn't get caught.
Yeah, dude. Wild, dude. You had to put her name as your best friend's name in your phone, and that was the only line of defense that you
there
needed.
There were businessmen who would carry out entire other families on the other
it's
side
true.
Of the country
it's
and
true.
Just do it. Like, could you imagine?
Those
God,
are the good
it would
old days.
Have been awesome.
Dude, I really should have been alive in the 40s.
I, like, would have been amazing.
I know.
Just an East Coast and a West Coast wife.
Sorry, so this other guy. And then you guys...
It was evil what we did.
What'd you do?
It was bad.
Tell me.
No.
Please.
Was it on the other guy's birthday?
Well, I'm going to come,
some
please.
Sort of fucked up, like, date?
Okay. So it was... We were about to meet up with our friends, including his girlfriend. And
so
then,
what she got?
She was artsy.
Wow. Some fucking dumb artsy dyke.
And then we just had sex before we met up with her.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
And you loved it. You fucking loved
it.
It
was the best.
The best sex ever.
Not ever.
No, but at the time.
But at the
not,
time,
besides
I didn't have much
dweeby,
to compare it to,
this dweeby
yeah.
fucking kid. And did you break him up with him immediately?
No.
You kept dating him?
Yes.
Did you keep cheating on him?
No.
It was just one time?
I don't know. I just...
You liar. Stop lying to us, Natalie.
I don't know.
Natalie, you're a liar.
Now
she's never told this guy it was more than one time. He knows about the one time. That's why she'll tell the story.
Yeah, women are... They're better people than us.
I don't know where this guy is now. He has no social media, nothing. I don't even know if
he's alive. You try to find him. Every day you look for him.
I don't know where he is now.
Have you ever checked the rooftop? He's just up there waiting. Did you bang him on the rooftop?
No, that's too much. It's too much.
Really? Not into public sex?
Are you into public sex?
Hell yeah. Yes.
What's the most public place you've had sex?
On top of a cop car.
Yeah,
at 7
dope.
O'clock.
You win that one.
Right, like awesome. 21st Street.
Really?
Me and Karen Fian.
You date lunatics. I gotta give it to you.
We fucked
you date real
on top
people.
Of a cop car.
I love
it was
it.
Wild.
How quick was it?
I don't know if anybody had an orgasm. We just did it to do it.
Okay,
we were like
so
psychos.
It was like, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah, you don't fuck the cum in those situations.
No,
you
we're just...
Later.
So you just do it for a second to say you did it. Does that count?
Kind of, yeah.
See,
but I didn't know we finished in a deli or something. Like, it was like, yeah, we didn't finish on the cop car. No,
we finished in a deli.
What are we, animals?
Yeah, I used to be. No, me and different chicks. I'm genuinely into public sex, but we would like walk into ShopRite and I'd pull our panties down and we'd fuck in the ice pop aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. We're the same, you know, there's cameras. Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm trying.
He likes that.
The idea of, I'm not going to, it's not like they're going to search for us. Like, they'll watch the cameras and somebody's going to probably jerk off to it later or release it on the internet.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that kind of turns me
on.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
It's only about being caught in the moment.
Yeah, and you don't, it's not about
coming. I'm impressed you stay hard in the ice pop aisle.
The same way that was hot that guy's girlfriend was showing up, like, mm-hmm, it's the same thing. It wasn't that the sex was better. Yeah. The whole situation was elevated by the girlfriend showing up. It's the same thing.
I did feel bad about it for a long time, but I liked that.
You like the guilt.
We love the guilt.
Wow. Natalie's a bad person. We're finding out more and more about Natalie Cuomo. Not a good person, but we like this about you. You're too good of a girl. You come in, you're too sweet, you're too nice. We need to fucking get to all the bad shit that you've done in your life.
Thank you.
What's the worst thing you've ever done in your life, Natalie Cuomo?
I don't know what qualifies as bad.
Ooh, that's some fucking dark sociopathic shit right there. She's like, what's bad? You know what bad is. What's the worst thing you've ever done, Rob? So me and Rob can't say the worst thing we've done. I can't say the top 20 worst things I've done in my life.
But they're all probably cheating.
Crimes.
In relation, because it's just hurting someone's feelings that bad.
Yes, exactly.
I can't think of that I've hurt somebody's feelings worse than in a cheating situation. I don't think. Nothing I could imagine. Nothing you said is going to hurt somebody worse than the person who's supposed to trust you to not be cheating, finding that out. I feel like that's probably the worst to hurt somebody. Have you hurt somebody worse than cheating?
I'm going to let you keep talking until you just stop.
That's usually how talking works.
I don't know. I don't know, Rob. You're challenging me today.
I challenge you all the time.
I know. Do you remember when I beat you up in boxing?
Remember you edited that to fucking be way worse, too?
Whoa.
Well, yeah. Never mind. Wrong one.
I'll release the unedited footage. Are you crazy?
Sure.
Are you fucking crazy?
I'm not crazy.
Natalie, I lit him the fuck up.
The
it
last
was wild.
30 seconds.
It was wild.
I was just done. I was done for the last 30 seconds.
He was done when he stepped into the ring.
I was, last 30 seconds, I was just over. Yeah. I haven't trained in 15 years. You were actively training, and it was the last 30 seconds.
I'm a fucking badass.
The last 30 seconds.
What am I going to say?
That's it. All the training you do.
Well, all right, so what's going on here? What happened while we were out of town? Let's see. These are the big news stories while I was gone. On the 5-year anniversary of the death of Harambe, that's the biggest news story while I was out of town.
I figured that Bill Cosby being denied parole is a big thing that you missed. And then the de Blasio thing, I feel like you would fight against this also.
Bill Cosby denied parole after refusing to take part in a rehabilitation program.
Yeah, so the rehabilitation program was for sexual predators, and because he still maintains his innocence, he refused to take the program because he felt it was an admission of guilt. So he
does not know how laws work.
No, he really, he just,
he has,
like,
his integrity.
He's literally going to the grave with, I didn't rape these girls, so fuck it, I'll just chill here longer.
I'll be in jail. I mean,
he must hate his fucking wife.
Done 3 years. That was his, like, minimum amount. He could be out right now if he would have just
let the guy out. He's an old man. And what are we going to do? It's a fucking legend. He's not going to do it again. He's not going to do it again. He's not.
Okay. If he does, that's on her.
Yeah, dude.
Like, if you go to Bill Cosby's house and he's like, you need a cocktail? And you're like, you got it, Dr. Cosby. At what point?
Yeah, if you get tricked by Bill Cosby now, that's completely on you.
That's double jeopardy.
Is it about him doing it again, or is it about, you know, showing that there are consequences?
Okay, Miss fucking feminism over here. We get it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
It's not about feminism.
Men. You're against men.
I am not.
Cosby has done his time. Cosby has served his fucking time. At this point, you know, enough's enough.
Lewis, if you could produce one event out of the two of these, which would you produce? Bill Cosby comes out. He gets like a year under strict supervision to work on a new hour. Would you either present his hour or present the Luis J. Gomez roast of Bill Cosby, and you get to pick the dais? Like, Hannibal's in it, a bunch of victims are in it, whoever. Would you rather the roast of Bill Cosby or see him do an hour about what he did?
Can you stop being an asshole, dude? Stop being an asshole. This is about a man's fucking livelihood in life, okay? You got to fuck it. You're making jokes right now. There's a man sitting in a fucking jail cell right now. How old is Bill Cosby?
He's old.
He's an old fucking
83.
Man. 83 years old. Okay, enough's enough. Enough's enough.
You're right. I'm sorry. Jesus. It was way out of line.
Natalie, how much time would you give him in jail?
How long has he done already?
3 years.
That's nothing.
He was sentenced to between 3 and 10 years.
When you consider how old he is and what percentage of life that he has left, you're taking away a lot more of his life.
But why does that matter?
Although, to be fair, a year and a half of those 3 years were COVID, which I feel like is kind of a wash anyways. You kind of don't lose those years. So he's really only done a year and a half.
Yeah, but you're still in prison.
But
yeah.
He's an old man. He would have been in prison regardless.
Is he in
he
rich
can't
guy
just
prison?
Go,
is there like, does
I'm
he,
sure. He has to be.
Like, I don't know. Like, what is prison life like for Bill Cosby? Didn't he get beat up once? Did somebody beat up Bill Cosby?
Yeah, but like a rich old guy could still beat up Bill Cosby. You think he's training in the yard?
Bill Cosby's getting raped by white supremacists every,
he's not
every day
like
in
Oz.
The kitchen.
Isn't it nicer? I'm sure it's TV.
Yeah, it's a fucking. He's had enough one day. He fucking has a shank.
He has Jello on his knuckles when he comes out.
Dude, you know what? I say the man has served his time.
So these are pictures of the prison that he
That's where Bill Cosby is? Yeah, that is worse than I expected.
That sucks, yeah.
That's actually worse than I expected.
It's not great.
Could you fucking imagine? You're hanging out with Bill Cosby every day there.
He's not going to like teaching classes or
He's
something.
He's got to be the best person there.
Here's what you do. You make him go like do like charity work. Like, he should have to go entertain, like, women's shelters and, like, women who have been abused mm-hmm. and do, like, free 2-3-hour sets where he just fucking just, like, sits down, old school Bill Cosby, all clean.
But do you chain him to the stool to make the women feel comfortable?
No.
He's just loose?
Dude, he doesn't meet and greet afterwards. Yeah, dude, you don't even know, dude. Cosby's gonna come back, dude. I'm gonna book a Cosby woman shelter tour.
This is what I'm saying. Would you rather the hour or the roast? I guess you spoke.
We'll
you want
both.
The hour.
We'll do both, maybe. We'll see what happens. De Blasio plans to turn a hotel into a homeless shelter in New York City's Billionaires Row.
It's like Austin.
There's a place for you to put your club.
So the hotel has been closed for a while. And everybody, like, you know, like A-Rod lives there, Sting, Trudy Styler. So it's like all
the wrestler?
People. I don't know.
No way. How cool is that?
And,
no, it's obviously Sting the singer.
Oh,
I thought you meant Trudy Styler.
Yeah, that's
what I do. So they've been fighting this for a while, the people in the neighborhood claiming that it doesn't meet fire code, whatever. But obviously they just don't want a bunch of homeless people on their block.
Yeah.
And since they couldn't.
Why do we have to be nice to homeless people? I don't understand this. Like, why is it a thing where, like, I have to feel empathy towards these people who didn't even, who did nothing, who ended up here.
Who refused to play by the rules of society.
Yeah.
Here, I feel like you can become homeless in America. I'm Canadian. If you're homeless in Canada, that's on you. But here, I could feel like it's
no,
not necessarily your fault.
If you're homeless in America, and I'm not being an asshole here, it's still on you.
Yeah, I don't know. I disagree. But, I mean, there's homeless families here. That's what's jarring to me is to see a homeless family. Like, a singular person is one thing. I could see how that would happen to yourself. But just, like, to get the whole family on the street, like, that's something fuck's got to happen.
This homeless shelter is just for men, by the way.
Just for men?
Just men, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Natalie's
like, I'll go there, yeah.
No. I don't know. I definitely don't think it's their fault if they're homeless, but I don't understand why you would put them in Billionaires Row.
They don't deserve anything nice.
Yeah, you got to spread them out
more.
It's
not that they don't deserve anything nice, but why would you put two extremes next to each other? That doesn't sound like a good situation.
That's actually how we got this podcast together. Two extremes coming together.
Oh, I thought you meant you and Ralph.
Creating the most real-ass podcast ever.
I think... you got to spread. That's America did that really badly here with public housing and shit. You got to spread it out more. All your public housing is way too, like, it's blocks of public housing. It's whatever. You got
to
spread it out.
My son was supposed to go to school next to a homeless shelter in Harlem. Like, and we were like, no way. No fucking way. And it's not even saying that, like in all seriousness, I don't actually think that, like, homeless kids are, like, bad people or anything. But they're dealing with a different life than I'm trying to give my kid, you know? And, you know, and I'm just saying, like, I've worked too fucking hard to send my kid into an environment where he maybe could get fucking bullied. He has kids that are fucking, you know, dealing with, like, legitimate real problems and abuse. If you end up having your family be homeless, I'm not saying that it's never your fault, but you got to fucking look in the mirror and you got to figure it out. There's something you could have done differently. I'm not even saying that maybe you have some sort of disease. Maybe you're paralyzed, whatever. Something could have been done differently. But Yeah.
I think the thing is, like, I don't just don't stick them in a big homeless building and be like, oh, there's the homeless building, because then they behave like it's the homeless building. Yeah. But if you put 10 homeless people in one building, you put another 10 in another, they actually probably will try to act to the standards of the rest of the building. But if you just put them in a zoo, they're going to act like it's a zoo.
Let's talk about this. What is this? Cop stomps on mentally ill black man's leg several times during an arrest in Alabama.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Oh, there's a video?
Yeah, there's a video. Give me 2 seconds. Just
oh, my God.
I saw that video you posted today of the guy who decked a Chinese woman in Chinatown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just goes, hey, everyone relax right after that one, right?
What type of fucking pussy watches a guy punch a woman and doesn't fucking, and at the very least, restrain
him? Because that's what I was saying. So when I was coming here today, there was a pretty tall, like 6'3" black guy squaring off with a homeless black guy. And the homeless black guy was really getting into him. And you could tell this guy could fight. He was keeping good range. But he was, like, jabbing this homeless guy. And I was trying to explain to him, like, guy, you can't – because you're going to chip a fucking – you're going to hit him in the tooth. You're going to get fucking hepatitis from getting cut, whatever. You got to kick at homeless people. Keep them away from you. But you're not – what are you proving by squaring up and boxing a homeless guy?
I usually keep a stick in my car. So if a homeless guy gets too close to my car, I just fucking beat him with a stick.
I almost feel like that's potentially true.
That –
oh, you're telling the truth.
100%.
Okay. Right. Oh, good.
That was the first thing you said when B called. He's like, my homeless stick over there. Where's
Shannon,
my stick?
Let's see. What is this? Warning. The following video contains images that are upsetting. Oh, this cop has no jujitsu. Look at this. Ooh, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Holy fucking shit. Oh my God, please! I thought that was gonna be so much more enjoyable! Stop it! That's crazy, dude.
And this isn't even in the hood, because the selection of soda is too good.
I mean, doggy, I almost always side with the cops. That shit was wild.
That hurt a lot.
No, that shit was that was like, that guy had to have just fucked your wife
in order
to do that. That is some, that's crazy.
Because he stepped specifically in a spot to cause harm.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like he stepped on the cab. No. It's like he went for the joint.
Yeah, that wasn't a restrain him thing.
No.
That was an injure him.
I always say this. I was like, look, if you fucking, if you're resisting arrest, you're becoming a violent criminal. But the reaction to resisting arrest that way, especially because you have five cops right there. They have five cops. At that point, you can literally restrain the guy. And I'm not even saying don't rough him up. Rough him up a little, doggy.
Yeah, you gotta open a door, use his head.
Yeah, doggy. Oh, I'm sorry. I just fucking banged your head into this fucking cooler. Sorry about that. Look at that. A bunch of fucking jars of coffee just fell in your head. Whoops. You can make it look like an accident. That shit, he fucking jumped up and fucking stomped on it.
And you know there's cameras. What are you thinking? You're
that
in a good
crazy,
convenience
dude.
Store.
That's really fucked up.
That is really fucked up. That cop fucking literally should have criminal charges.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's really bad.
Regardless of the guy being mentally handicapped, that's the only saving grace to the story that's kind of funny. Like, but beyond that, like, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Any
he's not missing work or anything.
So people from the neighborhood say that the cops were aware that this guy was schizophrenic. He's 22 years old, and it's just like he was panhandling, maybe bothering some people in the store, and that's what led to this whole situation happening.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't know that piece of information. Don't fucking ask me for money while I'm shopping. Do not come up to me in an establishment. If I'm eating, if I found out that guy went up to somebody during their lunch and bothered them, I would have said completely justified.
That's becoming a much bigger problem here.
No, you would not. That was so fucked up.
Natalie, do not interrupt my lunch.
Lewis lives by a very strict code of conduct that he will not behave by, but expects everybody else to.
Yeah.
And also
because he's in somebody else's business pulling that shit, and Lewis respects the rights of a business above the individual.
Over individual rights every single time.
Yeah. You would go reverses as United. You'd say businesses can vote, people can't.
That's actually a fucking brilliant idea, doggy.
There you go.
And the business represents their people.
There you go. Yeah. So you just have to, you got to eat at the place that you think should run the country.
Exactly. It's actually a much smarter way to do business, doggy. We generate revenue, we stimulate the economy, and we fucking reward the people that are the best and bravest in this country. Small business owners.
Yep.
Small business owners. Wow, guys.
Wow.
The winner of the Real Ass Prize Package is going to be Tempe Smurf.
Tempe Smurf?
Tempe Smurf wins the Realist Prize
I
package.
I agree with that.
Yeah, he's going to get a t-shirt, he's going to get a hat, and he's going to get
a gun and a single bullet.
Yeah.
<He's
gonna> be,
hand wraps and
a shovel.
Probably 25 yeah. to life.
So ten
chloric acid in one of those big yellow tubs.
Send Tempe Smurf his
real
prize package.
Tub on the side.
All right. Let's see.
Shout out to Clifford, though. I think Clifford, my personal opinion, Clifford, I think you have the saddest life, if that means anything to you.
Clifford, your life sucks. If you killed yourself, dude, I tell you right now, we'll send you your loved ones a real ass hat. If he kills himself, we'll send his three kids a real ass hat.
Just share.
One real ass hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snapback so they can adjust it at
of
least?
Of course.
Yeah, we're not animals. Come on.
Let's see. 17-year-old pushes bear off backyard fence to keep her dog safe.
I actually think I've seen this video.
I have not seen this. This is fun. This is a Shannon video, of course.
Yes, I liked it. Okay, here we go.
Let's see.
When Haley sprang into action.
Whoa.
Honestly, I did not know it was a bear until right after I pushed it.
What a dumb idiot. Speaking of stupid pussy. Speaking of stupid bitches. I didn't know it was a bear.
What did she think it was?
What the fuck were you pushing, you
retard? I didn't even know. I just saw it. I sprang to action.
And how did she have a video of it?
I don't know.
I think it was like her Ring camera.
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
A sprained finger. She says all of the family dogs are safe. The video was a shock for Haley's mom to see.
It's just horrifying to watch.
Whoa. Okay,
there's a better video. Hold on one second.
Yeah. One time I brought my Jack Russell Terrier to a dog park. And a Rottweiler tried to eat him. He like my dog kept on stealing his ball. My dog deserved it, dude. My dog's got his balls. This giant Rottweiler's got no balls and just his one. My dog's not fixed, so he's got a testicle still. And this dog's just fucking this big giant beast. And he's such a friendly looking dog. And he's got a ball sitting in front of him, like a big yellow ball. And he just kind of got it there. And my dog keeps on running over it and just grabbing it from him and just like just bullying this fucking gigantic fucking Rottweiler.
When a dog has balls at the dog park, they all fucking go nuts.
Oh yeah, they
over
hate
it.
Him.
They go
but, yeah, he was
crazy.
Such a little dick. And then at one point, Sport tried to do it again, and the Rottweiler just clamped down on his neck and like smashed him into the ground, and just was like, I was like, Sport! And I ran over to him and I grabbed the Rottweiler's mouth and I pried his jaws open, and Sport ran to safety.
Now that you have a child, what would you do if you saw a Rottweiler biting Sport?
I think it was just my natural instinct. Also, I'm a badass, so I'm not really afraid of dangerous things. What's up, Natalie?
Wow.
That's just what I do, you know.
Wow.
It's not even a big deal.
Wow.
You want to see a better video?
Go ahead, Shannon. Oh, that bear was ready to fuck these dogs up.
Why does she have so many dogs? Like, what's... Why?
What did
like
she think that
dogs?
Was?
Possibly be besides a fucking bear.
Look, it's coming back.
Am I crazy? Does that bear have cubs at the beginning?
Yeah, it had a whole family.
So it was probably thought the dogs were going to attack its cubs.
Yeah. So this woman's actually a
this
bitch.
This woman's just a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, also bears are more valuable than dogs. Like, in terms of, like...
hierarchy,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. So I say you should have let that bear eat your dogs.
No. She did the right thing. She pushed the bear over the ledge.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Wow. Dog owners are just fucking...
No one understands.
I can't believe your balls have dogs. Your balls have dogs still. Your dogs have balls still. Like, how do you... Is that... Are you the only... Like, does Sport have the only balls on a dog in all of New York City at this point?
You know, like, it was a very immature decision. Like, when I got the dog, I was the same age as Natalie was when she got her guy's name tattooed on herself. So, like, in my head, I was like, dude, I don't want my balls cut off, so I'm not getting my dog's balls cut off. That was the only logic. Like, I didn't think beyond that. I was like, sorry, dude. Nobody's cutting off my dog's balls.
I mean, you got balls forever, Sport.
Yeah. Just smashing
it's
balls together at home.
He's
ball
got,
brothers.
He's got stomach cancer when he's 9.
does Sport have kids? Sport ever got another dog pregnant?
I posted a singles ad on Craigslist for Sport. I tried to get him to fuck years ago.
Men for men. Yeah.
I was like, no. I was like, look, I don't want the puppies. I just want my dog to nut. He's got balls. And then they flagged it. They're like, that is like a crime.
Is it really? I feel like that's allowed.
I don't think you're allowed to just, I don't know, you're allowed to have dog hookups.
That's weird. Why wouldn't you?
But I was like, why not? Why just let him keep his balls and then have
How
him fuck
old is
dogs?
He?
Now he's like 15.
Okay.
So is he just trying to fuck all the dogs he sees? Like, does he just try to fuck everybody?
No, he would usually lick himself until he started shooting ropes all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah, he learned how to
Good
fucking
for him.
Make himself come.
Holy shit.
Fucking
envious. Yeah. Maybe I should have let you raise me.
Yep.
It's a good dog. Mm. Good dog. So let's see. Oh, I wanted to talk about this. Yeah, Florida bans trans women from playing female sports. Why is this even a debate? Who is there any real human that believes that trans women should be able to play female sports?
I have a trans sister, and I would in a thousand. I would be like, yeah, you got to stop.
You can't was play. A dude. Was yes. a dude. Became yeah, a chick.
Yeah. And it's like, of course you can't. Of course, I mean, give it time.
Decent.
She's got just started. She got to develop. We had to wait for mom to die first. Oh, Jesus. So
she's got facial hair still.
We couldn't explain to fucking mom what trans. Mom used to call all Arab people Iraqi. Trans was going to be way beyond her capabilities. So Kyle had a nice dress picked out in an Amazon shopping cart, written for the fucking phone call. And mom's gone now, so it's Tina. But Tina's a little rough. It's going to take a little time. Natalie, if you could meet Tina, possibly work on some things. But yeah, I would never let Tina play fucking organized sports against, you know, girls from birth. That's fucking crazy. I mean, I love Tina, but I'm not dumb.
Are there any people who believe that? What people believe that there's not an obvious advantage? It's not about being sexist or anything. It's just like.
Yeah, it's just a great corner you've painted yourselves into. Specifically, remember with Fallon Fox when it was UFC?
Of course.
To be violent. Liberal, you had to literally... it was such a great conundrum because you had to be like... You had to agree to allow this woman to beat the shit out of other women to be on the like liberal side of this debate. It was such a great problem.
It's actually beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to watch happen.
It is a hypocrisy bomb thrown right into the middle of
all
three
women are mentally handicapped now.
Sure.
A dude beat them into... Layla, she cracked two different opponents' skulls.
Yeah.
This is a female MMA fighter or a trans MMA fighter that was male and became female, but she looks like me. She's like just fucking like a big, thick Puerto Rican dude, and she like just was...
Spent lots of time as a dude first before deciding to make that call.
Yeah. Learned martial arts as a dude first. Yes. It's not even like she like learned it, like transitioned, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to learn martial arts now. It's like, no, she was like a fucking okay dude martial artist.
So some coach actually took her seriously for a while, you know? Hell yeah, there we go.
I mean, I'd smash. Smash your pass, Zach.
Oh, yeah, smash.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but just because she looks too much like you in the face.
Yeah, you like that. I know you like it, Rob. Yeah.
She doesn't have your eyes. Your soft eyes.
Natalie, can you leave? Me and Rob have to start kissing.
But Zach can stay.
Zach's going
to come on. I'm filming.
Me and Lewis probably do need to double team somebody just to get over this.
Zach.
Fine.
All right, let's see. Oh, this is a fun story. Three dead, 34 injured in Chicago Memorial Day shooting. But, it's the least amount of people killed in Chicago on Memorial Day in a decade.
That's insane.
Wow.
We did it, Chi-Town.
It's a celebration, guys. Congratulations to Chicago.
Way to get your shit together.
Very fucking big deal.
They opened the bars back up. It makes sense. They opened the bars back up right in time to let people go wild for another reason. I lived in Chicago for 3 years. That's the craziest part about Chicago is that all of that murder is in one spot and it's all in the summer. It's fucking, it is the craziest thing that you just hear. You're like 75 people got shot in this city and it's nowhere near you. You would never think for one fucking second and just the nice Polish, we'll call it Polish part of Chicago, you know, is instead of whatever. You never see it. But, 75 people in 1 week and you get gunned down in the other part of town. But that's great.
Chicago's a cool city. I like Chicago. But you always hear about the danger, but I've never seen the danger of Chicago.
You wouldn't even accidentally end up in the part of town that's that. Like, they set it up in such a way, you have to go, I would go as a tourist. Like, I would be like, I want to go, like, see what's going on in the south side. You'd have to get in a car, drive to the south side and go like look around at them, and it's just different. The cars will just drive into you. The quality of life is so low, you could just feel the giving up in the whole thing. They don't care if they die.
Well, I feel like that's literally anywhere in America except for New York or LA.
100%.
Like anytime you go, like I go to a town, I'm like, what would I do here? Like what would I do?
Have a mile of tourist destinations and then it's Honduras, the whole country.
Like if you lived in like Binghamton. Yeah. New York. Like, what the fuck would you do? Like, am I going to be a milk farmer? Do I build barns? Like, what do people do up there?
Drugs. They do drugs, and then they spiral
but
and all
what
that.
Is the industry? Like, what job do you get? How do you have a nice home? Like, how does anyone have a nice big house in Binghamton, New York? What could you possibly do in order to have that?
Lawyer, doctor.
But where? Well,
I guess they do have doctors.
Every city needs to have their things. And then sometimes, like Greenville, South Carolina, I would play Greenville once a year, and you always wondered where the fuck it came from. It was a BMW factory. The whole city. Greenville, South Carolina exists because BMW was like, let's just make a town. Mm. And that's how it started. So that just that stuff happened.
These are the highest paying jobs in Binghamton, New York. Surgeons, dentists, marketing managers. Oh, I can go become a marketing manager.
Jeez, it gets out of the six figures quick, it looks like.
Entry level surgeon is $124,000 a year. I got to go to school for 8 years for that shit? Fuck all that noise.
That is pretty crazy.
Tim Dillon makes that every month on his Patreon.
That's wild.
Does he actually?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, he's in the top five earners on Patreon, right? It's fucking wild.
Yeah, he's doing
Tim has a mansion and a slave.
Yeah. he's got a white slave.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's how good Tim is doing.
Yeah.
What?
It's disheartening. Yeah. He has a white slave.
By the way, Shannon, you're not a fucking producer. Tim's got a producer. Tim's producer wipes his asshole for him.
That's not a producer.
He wipes his asshole. Tim will get out of the car. He just throws the keys in the air. Then Ben runs over and catches him. It's fucking wild.
That's your Harrington.
Ah!
Yeah, you do have a Harrington.
Yeah, but my Harrington sucks.
Yeah.
No.
Tim's Harrington rules.
That's true.
Tim's Harrington drives a Tesla.
It's because you arrogantly picked up a Harrington too quickly in your career.
Damn.
You had to hold out longer.
You got
Harrington
the iPod shuffle.
Exactly.
Before the iPhone came out.
Tim probably has sex with his Harrington, though.
No, he doesn't. He's married. We met his lovely wife.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I bet you Tim fucks Ben.
Yeah, probably does.
I bet you.
I get that vibe, too.
I would almost bet my life on it.
Yeah. I would imagine Ben has to watch Tim masturbate. I don't think that he probably
Oh, you think it's like a Weinstein situation?
You know what I mean? I don't think he goes all the way of putting it in. I bet you Tim just lays out real nice on a king bed and just jacks it while Ben watches.
I bet you Tim sucks his cock. And jerks
oh
off
sure, yeah, he might
stuff.
Suck his cock okay. too. But I'm just saying, I don't think that any asshole.
Why are you guys visualizing
on.
This in such depth?
Shannon, can you put the sexy music on? I bet you that Ben Avery.
Paint the picture. Tim is on a king size bed, white sheets.
Ben is feeding him Cheetos like they're grapes. Yeah. He actually has Cheetos strung together like grapes.
They got balls. Them at the factory special for Tim.
He has cheese balls on a
on dental floss. Yeah.
Like they're anal beads.
Yeah. And Ben's feeding them to him. Tim's completely naked. He's covered in barbecue sauce. Okay. He's been in Austin for a little while. Take it away from me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then every single morning before they record the Tim Dillon show, Ben strips down completely naked. Tim sucks his completely soft cock. Ben's not gay.
Now,
he's just part of his
now,
job.
Now, Tim doesn't get on his knees, though. I think that Ben does a hover above Tim and places his cock in Tim's mouth where and he pacifies
Tim
it
has meat hooks hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And we lower Ben's cock and balls into Tim's mouth. Tim jerks off until he comes, showers up, goes, starts the show.
Yeah. And it's a great show.
It's a great show.
And then, Ben, hands him a white robe as he gets out of the shower.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh, dude, Tim is living his fucking Lou Pearlman life out there.
Yeah. Wow.
Just great. Big fucking pool.
Big house. Great. Yeah. Tim's killing
God bless him.
Yeah, yeah, I love Tim. Great, great job. All right, really quick, we must thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. If you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you've heard of Yo Kratom. Well, the makers of Yo Kratom just came up with Yo Delta. It is a brand new Delta 8 sponsor, and they have such incredible products. They're going to get stoned all summer, courtesy of Delta 8. If you're over the age of 21 years old, you don't even have to have a drug dealer anymore. You don't got to find some shady Puerto Rican kid in an alleyway. Oh, no. You can simply go to YoDelta.com, check out their line of products. They have chewables. They have smokables. They have everything you need. Delta 8 really gets you high. It's legal in 42 states. You've probably been seeing it pop up everywhere because it's so popular at this point. Go check it out. It's already affordable. It's already cheap. All right. But if you go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS, we're going to give you 25% off your entire order. 25% off promo code GAS. Go to YoDelta right now. Let them know that we sent you there. YoDelta rule. All right. Where were we?
And God bless him for not pretending he likes Austin. I'm so glad he finally just admitted it's all a tax scam that these guys are doing, and it has nothing to do with liking Austin.
Oh, yeah.
They're all going down there not to pay taxes. Can we just be honest?
Yeah, all these poor people that don't pay taxes are going like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, can they just be honest about it so you don't send poor people there? Because they're going to be harmed. It's like, we're rich, we're going to build this, the money we save in taxes will pay for all of it, and then once COVID's done, we'll go back to our LA houses and pretend it's never happened.
Are they going to go back to LA?
A fucking course they are, because nobody goes to Austin for comedy.
Everyone's go back to LA. Yes. As soon as shit gets back to normal, it's gonna take about 6 months before everyone goes. Oh.
Miami, Austin, both done already. It was never gonna happen. Stop it. People fly to places for comedy. That's where you live for comedy. People come here for it.
So Jake Paul's gonna be fighting Tyron Woodley, which is kind of interesting. Won't talk too long about this because Natalie's probably not into fighting. Are you?
Pull up pictures of him. Maybe that might help. Do you think Woodley will smoke him? Woodley's got better hands for sure than
Dougie, the last one. Look, I want to sit here and say Woodley's going to smoke him.
I don't know.
I truly don't know. I don't know.
Woodley's got good hands, just better.
Woodley, I mean, because Jake Paul's coming out and saying he's like, oh, this is one of the most accomplished strikers in MMA.
These people are attractive?
Oh, I don't know. It's not up to me. I was just trying to help you out.
Okay.
No, Natalie's not into this. She's into more of like a fucking Latino with tattoos. We know what's going on. It's a fact.
The guy that you dream of being. What was that guy again?
Tommy Vex. So, he's saying he's got the best, like some of the best hands. Tyron has a really, really good overhand right, and he's really athletic, right? And his wrestling was so good, and he was such a dominant athlete that he was able to.
You had to worry about his wrestling, so
he was able to knock people out, and he's really vicious, very powerful. But as a true boxer, it's like, no, he's not a boxer. But once again, really, really high level athlete, way better, way, way more competent striker than Ben Askren.
That's what I was going to say.
And in 3 months, I think can get pretty far. Like, and we'll see what happens. I'm just not going to talk all the shit like I did before I'm not positive at all. You know, at this point, you know, this fuck guy's a legitimate athlete as well, and he's been training boxing, obsessing over it. You know.
I think it's pretty even. I don't think I would bet against Jake on this at all.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to say. But it's pretty exciting. I'm excited to see. We all want to see Jake Paul get his ass kicked.
Yeah, and I guess Logan has just decided Logan's smart. He knows what he's doing. He's just going to be a big spectacle and get his ass kicked by Mayweather. I mean, that's crazy.
Logan's this weekend, right?
Yeah. What are you doing for it? You're in Vegas.
I'm going to be in Vegas. Yeah.
Is it in Vegas?
No. Yeah. Logan's going to be this weekend. I'm excited for that as well.
How long do you think that goes?
Two rounds.
I mean, you don't think that Mayweather may just let him stay in it for the show?
No, because didn't Mayweather knock out that Asian dude very, very quickly?
He let Conor hang out longer than he needed to.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because it's a big show.
But Conor's a world champion combat athlete. This guy's a fucking YouTuber that's extremely disrespectful.
It's American Ninja Warrior.
Different story. Different thing, you know? So I think that Mayweather probably respected Conor McGregor a hell of a lot more.
I think Conor's more of a cunt, though. Logan hasn't really been a cunt to Mayweather.
It's just the Paul brothers in general. They're just sort of like...
Logan's the baby face.
I'm not even fucking hating on them, right? I'm not even hating on these guys. Like, they get people super engaged. They're getting people emotional. They're getting people talking. You know, I think everybody wants to see them get their ass kicked. We're watching the fight, so I'm watching the fight. I'll be watching the Mayweather fight without a doubt.
How far off do you think you have to be from the ability of you trying to get yourself on the undercard of one of these?
Well, pretty far off. This is going to probably be my last fight that I ever do because I am just too old and not.
And you talk for a living, so you probably shouldn't take a lot of headshots.
Yeah, it is silly.
Have you ever heard a boxer talk after like 40?
Yeah, but those guys are also sparring nonstop, training nonstop. They're fighting the toughest, strongest punchers in the world. They're being concussed, you know, over and over and over again.
Like, but from a young age,
I don't think that I'm going to get punchy. Even if I get knocked out in a fight or in sparring or whatever, I'm not going to get punchy off of being knocked out one time. I don't think so. Maybe knock on wood. But
I mean, that's why you're not going to continue.
I'm not doing it just because it's a lot, dude. You're what you do when you go into a fight like this. And I do it all the time. Like, I'm constantly injuring myself. You're putting your body into collisions regularly.
And it consumes all the other things you're doing. So at all times, you got to think about it.
Like, you know, I'm chipping my fucking bones away. I have little things in my hands, like little broken bones in my hands and my feet, nonstop, always. You know what I'm saying? Like, my rib is constantly fucking my shoulder. Like, there's all these little things. And every single day, you're just saying, I'm going to go put myself in trauma every day. It's not really good for you over the long term unless you're conditioning your body as an athlete nonstop over time.
Are you almost annoyed with how long you've had to do it this time because this fight's been getting dragged out?
No, because to be honest with you, I like the fact that I'm learning martial arts and I get to connect with my son on a different level. I get to teach him stuff. I'm really getting into jiu-jitsu lately. The more time, the better it is for me. It's not like he's not going to improve over time. I think he's going to deteriorate. I think if Ellis keeps on training, he's an older guy. He's had some issues, he's had some surgeries. So I don't think he can train the same way that he used to train when he was younger. For me, it's not really the same thing. Like, I'm just getting better. As long as I keep myself from getting injured, I'm just getting better because there's such a gap from being a beginner and knowing nothing to like going from being like, you know, the gap from like white belt to blue belt is so great, you know, to use like terms, martial arts terms. So I think that like, there's a lot more progress for me to be made. So having an extra 6 months is only helping me. But we'll see. Whatever. We've been talking about this fucking fight forever. We'll see eventually if he sends the contract.
Why don't you want to pick up another fight in the meantime? Why don't you just do another fight in the meantime?
All right, for all the reasons I just said.
Yeah, but you're already doing it. I think that's why I almost to me it seemed like appealing, right? If you're going to be white the
but
time.
But I train all the time. To do a big spectacle fight like this, a lot. It's a lot. It's really not that easy. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to fucking make it work with him. He seems to be a little bit annoyed right now with the fans.
That's what I was wondering. Is his tweet seemed kind of like he might not even want to do this at this point.
I don't know, dude. He's fucking. Here's the thing. I think our fans. I mean, they're just fucking around, but I think they say
are all married to people they want to murder and.
Well, no, they say shit like, and they make. I think he gets mad because they say homophobic shit, you know, and he's genuinely bisexual or pansexual, whatever it is. But it's like, dude, they're not calling you gay because you're gay. They're calling you gay because that's just like what they're calling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's not like I don't think any of my fans are legitimately homophobic or don't like gay people. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That's bonkers. If you don't like somebody because they're gay, that's a fucking crazy thing. You're an actual bad person. You're a bigot. That, who gives a fuck what somebody does with their dick or their pussy, right? Who gives a shit? But they will say faggot. Like, I'll say faggot. And he said something to me one time because he was like, oh, you shouldn't use that word. And I'm like, it doesn't, it's not like.
I got you.
And I'll say this. He's a little bit hypocritical. Right, because he's like, oh, because all these people are bullied over that word. And I'm like, well, dude, he's literally calling me fat on Twitter nonstop. And I'm like, do you know how many people are bullied over being fat? And I don't give a shit, dude. Whatever's game is game. Make whatever jokes you want to make. But it's like, that's just your line. And
fatter than he is gay.
Yes, way fatter. Yeah. He's only bisexual. I'm fat.
Yeah, he occasionally puts a cock in his mouth. You eat cake every day.
So, but I'm saying,
some of us have the best of both worlds.
There you go, baby.
But I'm just saying, like, the line is somewhat arbitrary. If it's, is it bullying is the problem, or is it one word is the problem? Is it your affliction the problem? Is it your
particular?
So, fucking, like, you can't go on Twitter and start getting your fans to attack me and then expect me not to say something back.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking around. I'm literally saying hashtag send the contract, and he's getting annoyed.
And you're both doing the thing that makes it funny if you lose. If you call him gay and he beats you up, that's funny. If he calls you fat and you win, that's also funny. So it's like, you're not picking at other things, you're not whatever, you're picking the thing that'll be funny when they lose the other person.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I'm waiting for the contract still, and we'll see what happens. I gotta run here in just a second, because my car is about to expire, but yeah, it's been fun. Mayo, anything else?
Nah.
Okay. Natalie, anything else?
Nope.
Just killing it. Go listen to their podcast. You don't have a podcast. Go listen to Natalie's podcast, Thirst Trap. You and Amanda Gale.
Gale, yes.
Got it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm fucking crushing it. All right. Thank you guys very much. We'll be back on Friday. What the fuck happened to my ear? Wait, what? Huh? What?
I think just the cord with your mic. Yeah.
We'll be back on Friday with another Real Ass Podcast. Until then, thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.